What's up, Instagram? What's going on? My name is Tony Delgado. And in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by the CEO and founder of Mastermind.com, the infamous, the one and only Dean Graziosi. Dean, are you there? I think he's here already. I'm going to go ahead and hit that request. We're going to be talking about the power of collaboration. Hey, Dean, how are you?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm blessed, man.
Good to be here.
Yeah, coming to you live from Latino Wall Street headquarters here in beautiful Puerto Rico.
Nice. I have a lot of friends who escaped to Puerto Rico. So whereabouts in Puerto Rico? Where are you in Puerto Rico?
We're right here in San Juan in the financial district.
Nice. Well, yeah. Good to be here today.
Yeah, likewise, man. So, Gabby is going to be joining us in just a minute. I think I sent her the invite already. I was kind of warming up my audience a little bit before you joined. You kind of created like a movement in 2019, like pre-COVID. I remember when KBB, back then it was called KBB, Mastermind.com, launched. And like you couldn't open Instagram without seeing it. I was like, what is going on? What did these guys do?
It was just the time for it. So, hey, everybody, good to see you. You know, I see some people on here like that are brand new to me and like who's Dean and all that stuff. And I'll have some of my team on here. Just real quick, you know, I've been in the self-education industry. You're in this industry, right? We get to impact others by what we learn, right? I mean, that's self-education, knowledge business, information business, right? We get the opportunity to learn stuff and then share and allow people to go faster. Tony Robbins has been in that business for 45 years. And about 25 years ago, I bought Tony's course. It shifted my life and made me realize, wow, this is the business I want to be in. So that's really the founder of it. I've been in that business, writing books, creating courses, workshops, masterminds for 25 years. And then we'll talk about this later. Tony and I have been friends for about 12 years. And about 5 years ago, we decided, why don't we make this, help make it mainstream? Everybody has a life experience. Everybody has knowledge, a skill, a hobby. In fact, some people have a mess they went through and they're on the other side and they should be teaching it to other people. And you're right, man. We decided to do it. Oh my God. The first time we went, we had 250,000 people live at once. It was insane. It was definitely a movement. It was everywhere you went. And the next year we did 600,000 people. And then last year we went to 800,000 people, and this year almost a million. It's truly become a movement, and people are realizing it's cool to get paid for what you know. And anyway, that's why we created Mastermind.com, and really, it's been an amazing run serving people and helping them find their find their next level. So,
and we're one of your success stories, Dean. We learned your blueprint and we applied it, and we had massive results. That's why we were so happy to partner with you in the.
Awesome.
Yes. So we definitely wanted to share that. So I wasn't going to do an intro because for me, you don't need an introduction, but just in case, Dean, there's like one person here who like doesn't know who you are. Let's do an intro. Is that okay?
Yeah. Are you going to do the intro or you want me to?
Yeah. I had a couple notes, but you can add to it.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll let you do it.
Okay. So this is Dean Graziosi. He's a multiple New York Times bestselling author, entrepreneur, investor. He started or played a major role in over 14 successful companies that has changed lives of people all around the world, including the new Mastermind platform. I have to say these 14 companies are the ones you probably personally started. But again, we give you credit for our company because we follow your blueprint.
Thank you. Works.
People don't have to worry about if it works, it works. Okay. Testimonial for that. And the results were massive, as I said. And your mission for over 20 years now has been to deliver self-education to those seeking transformation, fulfillment, and success outside the traditional educational model. That's so important for us because we're all about revolutionizing education, alternative education, disruptive education, right? So we're very much aligned. And you have had hundreds of thousands of students now in your courses and sold over 1 million books to nearly every country in the world. That's pretty impressive, Dean.
Yeah, my wife's Latino, so my wife wants me to make every book and everything I do in Spanish as well. So I gotta get on my game. Especially we have a 2-year-old, and my wife only speaks to him in Spanish. So my little boy talks to me, and half the time I have no clue. So I am learning Spanish in hyper speed, so I can talk to my boy.
That's crazy. Well, we love that, and we'll be more than happy to root for you and support you with the Spanish stuff, because that's what we do, right? Yeah,
thank you.
So yeah, that was one of the ways we originally connected, was through the Dean in Espanol page. Yeah. Where you were.
Oh, that's awesome.
Content. Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Well, listen, how can I best serve your audience today? You know, if you guys are going to spend time, listen, I just want to say one thing. You're on Instagram. There's almost 1,000 of you right now. You have a million things to search. You could scroll like crazy. If you're stopped here right now, we're going to crush it for you in the next 20 minutes or so. So you tell me how to best serve. I'm here for no other reason except to serve your audience.
Okay, perfect, Dean. Let's do it. So let's jump right into it. We want to focus this next few minutes in the power of partnerships, because we know it firsthand. We believe that's the way to grow exponentially. So we are actually married, and we're also business partners, right? And we own Latino Wall Street. And we also are very lucky to have another business partner whose name is Alan. He's a hedge fund manager, and who adds massive value to our community. So let's start with this question. How did you end up as Tony Robbins' business partner? And why is partnership so crucial to grow?
Yeah, so I think a couple of things. So I go down a lot of roads. Tony changed my life 25 years ago. And, you know, like all of us, I just went after it. I was blessed to get some great momentum after failure, success, had some great success. And about 12 years ago, I've been dying to meet Tony and say thank you. Someone introduced us. We were going to have a half hour lunch. We ended up meeting for like 8 hours straight, and we hit it off as friends. And we stayed friends. Is everything. You could have the greatest opportunity, the greatest sales pitch, the greatest offer, but if you offer it at the wrong time, it goes on. You know, do you guys have kids?
Yes, one newborn.
Oh, congratulations. Someday you'll realize your children can ask you the same thing at different times. If they ask you after like a crazy busy day and you just need a minute, you're like, that's one answer compared to like kind of calm on a Sunday. I pretty much say yes to everything, right? So timing is everything. When I first met Tony and we hit it off as friends, I saw so many people wanting to be partners with Tony. I mean, every day there was requests. And I said, you know, this guy changed my life. I just want to be his buddy. And I deliberately avoided any talk of doing a partnership or anything. I built reciprocity through a real friendship. I wasn't faking it. I wasn't trying to do shit for him so he'd be my partner. I wasn't trying to convince him. I became a real friend. And when he needed something, I was there always, because he had changed my life years prior. So when there was something in his business that I had a core competency with, I fixed it. There was one time, as a joke, I did something for his company and he took a picture of his black card, his Amex, and he sent it to me. And he said, that just made me millions. Charge me whatever you want. And I wrote back. I said, I only charged you $2 million. Just kidding. Right. I didn't charge him anything, but we built a real friendship with real trust, and I built reciprocity. And then about 5 years ago, we were so both passionate about self-education, about Jim Rohn changed his life. Some of you don't know who Jim Rohn is, but he was an inspirational speaker, you know, before our time. Jim Rohn changed his life. Tony changed mine. And so many other people you guys probably have listened to or read their books. It's just such an amazing thing. So that was why 5 years ago, we decided to partner on something we were both really passionate about. Something that we both felt it was part of our legacy. And here's something else in partnerships. Do not choose money as the only indicator if you should partner with somebody. I'm 53 and I'm just being honest. I've had some of the most amazing partnerships in my life, and I've had some horrific ones. And the only time it's been horrific is when our values didn't match. And I'll just tell you right now, your values must match. I don't care if you can make $1 million a month. If you go against your values, if you go against who your heart is, if you would be embarrassed to tell your children someday that you were in that partnership or you conducted business that way, don't do it. It's not worth it. God is just testing you. The universe, whatever you believe in, is testing you. Say no to the things that don't align with you, as long as just if don't let the money be the indicator. Let your values, your heart, and your outcome be the indicator.
Yeah, I found that most people who don't want to partner with someone is either lack of trust, right? Like they're scared about how that will turn out, or even scarcity mindset where it's like, oh, now I'm going to have less. Because if I have a partner, then I have to share.
Yeah, but a lot of times what people miss, you're so right, Gabriella, partnerships. Tony and I's partnership wasn't, we didn't have to split anything. 1 + 1 made 500. Right? Because we got to use our unique abilities. Like I love to market and serve people through marketing and messaging and selling because I know I can serve them if I sell. There's nobody better in the world at what Tony does than Tony Robbins. He's the goat of all goats. When we put those together, we didn't overlap. I brought my assets, he brought his, and boom, when it was together, it was magic.
Awesome. And we wanted to know in your journey, what was, I know you've had a combination, you said some horrific ones, some dream ones, right? What was your first, very first dream partnership? And how did you get it? Like people here are sitting thinking, okay, I want to, what kind of persuasion strategies do I have to apply to be able to get my dream partnership? What would you tell them?
Okay, so I'll tell you three things. And then I want to tell you something. I want to write this down. I'm going to write something down that I think is crucial. Number one, my first partnership was in real estate. I didn't have a lot of money. I was already doing real estate deals. And I had a gentleman lent me money to buy bigger deals than I had ever done in my life. And I ended up making more money. It was the, you know, one of the deals I did with him was the deal that made me my first $1 million in my 20s. And I never could have done that without a partnership ever in a million years. I didn't have the money. I was a hustler. I was using credit cards and I was flipping cars and I had a tow truck company and I was going as fast as I could, but I couldn't accumulate enough wealth to do the bigger deals. And this partnership allowed me to do bigger deals. And I'll tell you how I got that partnership. I got that partnership because at the time I worked in collision repair. I was working on cars every single day. And something I want to share with each of you and really hear this. Sometimes we're in a job we hate or dislike and we can't wait to do that next thing. And that's good. We all need aspirations. We all need dreams. We all need a bigger future. But here's the mistake most people make. How you do one thing is how people especially perceive you is how you do everything. So if you hate your job and you're like, oh, this freaking sucks. And someday I'm going to have my own business and I'm going to grow it. But until then, ah, oh, this sucks. People feel that. You're not going to attract the right people in your life. I worked in collision repair. I'll be honest with you. I freaking hated it. I painted cars every day. I had a headache every night. I scrubbed my fingernails like crazy. But if you came in and were in my, it was my collision shop. It was Dean Collision Center. If you came in my collision center, you would think this is his career for life. He loves it. Because the way I found out is like, this is just a stepping stool for me. I am not going to be in collision forever. I have much bigger futures. But today, this is paying my bills. Today, this is allowing me to meet people. I met a guy, I fixed his car, I made it look beautiful. He came in, I was like, yes, sir. And he's like, God, you're always so happy. Do you love doing this? I'm like, not really, but this is what I'm doing now. So I'm going to do it my best. He's like, well, what else do you do? I said, well, I own about 15 apartments. I have one house I'm building. He said, what are you working on? I said, I'm trying to buy this property. It's $180,000 and the guy will only take cash. And I can't get the money from the bank on raw land yet. He's like, really? And tell me what you do with it. I said, I'd subdivide it. I'd do this. 2 days later, he came back to my office and handed me a check for $100,000 and wow. Said, go get that property.
Wow.
I only got it because he found my enthusiasm, my drive and my energy in doing something I didn't even like, but he knew. So what I'd love to say to you is if you're in something you don't like right now, what if you just became the best version of it, knowing that it's only a stepping stool to the real you? And then you get to enjoy the journey while you're there. Because if you're kicking dust and going, ah, this sucks. And people feel that. Nobody wants your vibe. Who wants to be a partner with someone that feels that way compared to someone's like, this guy doesn't like it. And he's like this. Imagine if. So I hope that helps.
No, that's incredible. Because actually my next question was about how do you make your first million? And you basically answered it. It was through a partnership. You said it would have been impossible basically to.
Yeah. And let me tell you what else I learned about when I made my first million. The moment I made it, everything changed. The birds chirped. I went and bought a Lambo. No, none of that happened. Nothing changed. Not one thing was different that morning. Like I sold that piece of property, like $1 million or 700. I already had some money. And I think it was like $700,000 got deposited in my bank account. Between this whole big piece of property, I made about $1 million. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed was I realized that I had been playing too small. And here's what I mean. It took the same energy, the same effort, the same push, the same work to make a million as it did to make 10 grand. And so you want to know what changed? I just thought bigger. I'm like, I've been playing too small my whole life. Because I didn't come from money, because I didn't have money, and you're told it takes money to make money, I thought I had to do these incremental deals. And at that moment, I was like, screw this. I'm not doing small shit anymore. I mean, that's literally what I thought to myself. I'm not doing small stuff anymore. I am swinging for the fences every single time. And I still have that motto. When Tony and I decided to launch into this, I'm like, Tony, let's go big. Let's get a million people live. No one had ever even gotten 50,000 people live, right? Wow. We did 950,000, right? I swing for the fences, and it all started with that first deal.
That's incredible. And that's been very inspiring, the challenge format. That's part of the course, right, in Project Nexus, even a sub-module that talks about how you can replicate that format in a realistic way, obviously, right, depending on what you're doing. And I just wanted to share that we've been as very good students, because we're probably like one of your best students who apply it.
I love it.
We are also applying that. We're doing a challenge ourselves next week.
Nice. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. And we've had amazing results. So we just want to say thank you for that as well. Because what you teach really, really works. People just need to actually do it.
You got
to
roll up your sleeves and do it. There's no magic money machines. Listen, everybody, if I'm meeting you for the first time, the one thing to remember, there is no easy way to success. There are faster paths by following people who've already been there. That is a fact. Do not learn on your own. Don't carve a new path. Someone has created a map, but you still got to follow the map. You still got to get up in the morning. You still got to take uncomfortable action. You're still going to fail. You're going to feel like an imposter. People are going to tell you you're a dreamer. You got to deal with all that shit, and you got to get up, and you got to roll up your sleeves and go at it again. And when you don't feel like you should, you keep going, or else just settle for the life you have and be good with it. But if you were settling for the life you wanted, you wouldn't be here listening to this group of three people. You'd be, you know, binging out on the Kardashians. I don't know, something like that, right?
Right. So I love what you say. There's a way to accelerate our results. And I think everyone wants that. Everyone's looking for that. For us, networking has been a huge breakthrough in our business. I was just speaking to someone who has one of the first unicorns companies in Latin America. And one of the ways he got all these big shot investors was through events, right? Like attending events, putting yourself out there. And for us, we can relate. We've been able to network with top people in the world that has made a huge difference for us, whether it's learning, whether it's collaborations, whatever it is, right? So what has been the best networking opportunity you have been exposed to, and what came out of it?
Yeah, so I'll tell you one thing. You never know, but I'm a major introvert. Like, I am not a networker. If I go to an event and everybody's having a dinner, I can't do it. Like, I'm just a massive introvert. I could talk to 200,000 people at once, and I love it. I love this. But want like a networker, I would never be considered a networker. I've never owned a business card. I don't get people's numbers. I just never have, right? Everybody's got their own thing. But I want to tell you how I network, through masterminds. It's why we own mastermind.com. I love the theory of mastermind. What is the definition of mastermind? Earl Nightingale's, Napoleon Hill said it. It's when at least two minds come together and make a more powerful one, right? If we got together about investing, I could learn, or what you guys, your unique ability, there's so much I could learn from you. And there's already so much you've learned from me. Together, we're a smarter unit, right? I don't want to figure out what you, listen, if there's anything you guys do that I haven't done yet, I'm not going to figure it out. I'm going to call you. And if there's something that you haven't done, why not call me or get my course or be a part of it? So my biggest breakthrough, and I want everybody to hear this, is don't think how to do stuff. Think who has already done it. Replace how with who, find the who, and then get in a mastermind. Like for me, it's been masterminds. When I want to do something, listen, 3 days ago, I just flew up to Utah to do a one-day mastermind. We're launching a corporate division to help companies with, you know, culture is just ruined in so many companies right now because of going virtual. So Tony and I want to help corporations get their culture back. Nobody better than Tony in the world to do that, right? So when I do something like that, I don't think how the hell I'm blessed to do this, and you could do it on every level. I found people who had built and exited or the best in the world at corporate training, And I asked them all to meet up in Utah because it was like a center hub. We all flew in for a day. We mastermind for the whole day. I left with 1,000 pages of notes of people who had already done it. So the way I look at it is I get to start off on third base. Why am I going to start off on first base? With what your unique ability, guys, if I need what you have, why would I learn all the stuff you've already learned? I'd just say, hey, I feel like going to Puerto Rico with my wife. You guys want to meet for a day, right? And brainstorm all day. I'd leave there with everything that you have. So let me just share something. Mastermind. Get in proximity of people who have already done what you want to do. That would be my best advice on networking, because I'm not great at walking up to people and building rapport. I hide.
Wow. I would have never thought
of that. So, Dean, I have a question.
Sure. Well,
I think we have a mixed audience, right? Some people who are just getting started, but some people who are heavy hitters, but they're trying to get to the next level. How do you stay motivated? We talked a little bit about the first million. How do you stay motivated at where you are now, where you have a lot of success? Like, what drives you to keep pushing?
So you just always have to have a bigger, compelling future, right? Like, there's two kinds of entrepreneurs, and don't feel one is better than the other. There's lifestyle entrepreneurs. If I make $1 million a year, I could get the Lambo, or I could get the nice house, or I could golf 3 days a week, and $1 million a year gives me the life I want. And then you'll see those people, and you guys, we both know those people, right? And then there's accomplishment-based entrepreneurs. That's like, can't climb one mountain, awesome. Look down, appreciate it. It's like, where's the next mountain, right? that's an accomplishment base. But the only way that happens is each level, you have to have a new compelling future. When I started, I was running away from a broke kid whose parents were married 9 times, that I never had stability in my life. It was out of control. I felt like my parents are insane. I love them, but they just got married, divorced, moved. So I was running away from not being in control of my life. So I worked my ass off as a kid to go, if I get money, I don't have to listen to my parents. I have to do with it. And I hated my mom working so hard, and I wanted to retire my mom. So by 27, I retired my mom. I had my own money. So that drive got me out of Egypt. But I still wanted to go to the promised land. So I had to come up with new goals, new achievements. And one was just, hey, now that I did this, I want to create a legacy. I want to get bigger. I want to have more freedom. I want to impact more lives. At this phase of my life, I have some things that drive me. I love being a man who can, like right now, as soon as we're done, in like 7 minutes from now, I'm going to jump off, go pick up my daughter and go to softball practice with her. Nothing in the world could stop me from being at softball practice. Nothing. If you said to me, stay on for an extra hour, I'll give you $1 billion. I wouldn't do it, because I'm going to be at my daughter's softball practice. That's success to me. And no one can take that away from me. I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I worked sometimes 20 hours a day because I love it. But I found a way to fall in love with what I do. I know I'm making an impact on the world, and I want to leave the world better than I found it. I know that I'm building great friendships. I get to meet you two on a deeper level. I'm friends with Tony Robbins, and that's a public friendship. But I have some friendships nobody knows that are unbelievably, like, so powerful in my life, right? I get to do things. I mean, in the last 2 years, I've provided 10 million meals to Feeding America. I've built 2 schools. I saved 2,000 girls from slavery. I do that stuff when no one's watching, right? I get to do those things. So that's part of my new compelling future, right? Creating a legacy for my children, new compelling future. Helping people around the world in different ways. So we all have to find something that pulls us forward. Because if you look at yesterday's goals, they're already behind you. We need a new one that's bigger and better, or decide, I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur. When I got to this certain point, that's it. But I'll give you a little secret, and trust me on this one. There's no such thing as staying still. If you're not climbing, you're already sliding. That's a fact. So don't think I'm going to get to $1 million a year and just hover. There's no hovering. The world changes. Innovation changes. Marketing messages change. Technology changes. When you're in it, man, just embrace the growth, because at the end of the day, we're not put on this earth to get the money and chill. What the hell would you do if you chilled? You want to? How bored would you get golfing too much, or shopping too much, or being on the beach too much? Everything too much just becomes right? But growth, contribution, becoming a better human, man, that's addicting.
Yeah. Wow, I love that. I love that example you gave about kids and living a legacy, because as new parents, we can totally relate, and we're so in love with our baby. So I
have a new baby. I have another baby coming in 6 weeks.
Oh my God, that's true. I almost forgot about that. Congratulations. That's incredible. So to to draw a conclusion, right? I love everything we discussed. I think people here, there are things you talked about innovation and marketing that people learn from you. And we all know that they're the two key elements of business. We need marketing, we need people to hear a message, and we need innovation. How do you balance in your business both in terms of resources, in terms of time, in terms of budget? That's something that can help everyone here that's looking to do the same.
Yeah. You know what Peter Drucker said, right? Do you know the Peter Drucker quote?
Which one?
You guys wrote it. Peter Drucker said, Google it when you're done. You'll post it and put it on your wall. He said, marketing and innovation are the only things that drive business. Everything else is a cost. Think about that. Marketing and innovation is the only thing that drives business. Everything else is a cost. And we get stuck in our heads of, if I build it, they will come. If I create it, it'll be great. No, they won't. If you don't innovate and market, you just die on the vine with great ideas. So I don't have an exact algorithm for you other than to say, fall in love with marketing. Learn from people that make you realize that marketing and sales is service. So provide something so good that you feel bad if people don't have it. If your product isn't great, make it amazing. If it's good, make it incredible. And then fall in love with your product, fall in love with your client, and fall in love with the outcome you get them, and life will never be the same. Because when you realize if you truly love what you do and you love serving people, then you better fall in love with marketing and sales or you're just gonna spin your tail your whole life. Marketing and innovation is the only two drivers in business. So just high level, double your effort, energy, and focus and money that you spend on marketing and innovation. Everything changes.
Incredible. Well, that's great advice. We want to thank you so much, Dean, for your time and energy and your passion. And thank you again for everything you've contributed in our lab. That probably have a good idea of everything you have contributed for others, but sometimes not exactly, right? You don't know exactly how much you have done in every way, in every level. And we're always so grateful to partner with you, to root for you, to support you, to feature you. I'll be writing an article about you. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you do, and don't stop.
All right. Well, thank you both. I appreciate it. And I look forward to understanding more of what you do. And next time in Puerto Rico, I'll look you guys up.
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome day.
Thanks.
Thank you.